It's award season in Hollywood. Of course, our friends out west, they're honoring the best in music and in theater and in productions on the big screen and on television. But not to be overlooked is our favorite award show each and every year. It's the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce's big annual celebration where they honor the best of the best. And right here on Palmetto Mornings, we have Mark Persley and Molly Rose from the York County Regional Chamber, and they are here to announce the winners that will be honored this year. And good morning to you both.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, people like the Oscars, they like the Emmys, they like all that, but this is the best one. I really have a blast at this annual celebration. Molly, this is really like the Super Bowl of the business community all coming together to one night.
Yes, it is. And we're so excited. This is actually our 25th annual awards as a regional chamber. And so we're going to make it extra special, extra exciting. You know, it's our silver anniversary. So if you want to wear a little extra sparkle, you know, we may or may not be in sequins. You know, we're just really excited to get the whole business community across York County together to celebrate, you know, what we do collectively.
25 years is a long time. It's a lot to celebrate.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
So this is the 25th anniversary of the regional chamber.
Correct.
That means for folks that might be new to our area, this is when Rock Hill and Fort Mill chambers kind of united.
Along with TKK.
Okay, so TKK. Those
three perfect. Chambers mm-hmm. merged in 2000 and created the regional chamber. Mm-hmm. And then in 2019, the Greater York Chamber merged with us. So we are representing the county and spreading out, getting everybody involved.
So the 25th anniversary of the chamber will also be celebrated at the annual award celebration. That is set for Thursday, February the 20th, starting around 5:45 in the afternoon. It goes until 8. This is at the Rock Hill Sports and Events Center in the basketball arena. Tickets are on sale now through the website. And that's key because you don't have to be a chamber member to be here to celebrate. And the benefit for someone who's not a chamber member to attend this, whether they know the honorees that we're about to announce in a minute or they don't, would be what, Molly? What would someone benefit from attending this event?
Sure. Well, there's a lot of benefits. Obviously, it's our biggest networking opportunity as a chamber. So, you know, be able to meet and greet and meet people you might not come in contact in your day-to-day life. But also, you know, you'll get to kind of understand what the chamber's doing in York County in terms of workforce and talent and advocacy. So if you're not really sure what a chamber is, you'll learn about, you know, how a chamber can support your business.
What would you tell someone who maybe is new to town, who has a small business, and they're like, oh, I don't need to be a member of the chamber? What would you say to them to say, hey, yeah, we can do something for you?
Sure. And so we have a great team, as you know, and every business is different, small and big. And so we really try to tailor our benefits and what we do to each type of business. So, you know, a small business, there's a lot of opportunities in terms, like I said, of networking, but also marketing visibility to help get your word out, and just connecting you with other small businesses to, you know, learn tips and tricks and how to operate. So it really is a long list.
What we have learned through our time of working with the chamber, and Ashley and I are both graduates of Leadership York County, which is put on every year by the chamber. If you have not been part of that program, they usually start taking applications late summer, early summer, and then the class starts in the fall. You learn that you're not alone. And I can imagine if you work in the business world, you're so set on your product and running your business that sometimes you might have blinders on, but when you get around others, to your point, Molly, you can share ideas mm-hmm. and, hey, this has worked for us. It might work for y'all. You've got such a huge safety net of like-minded people that want the same thing. They want to make a profit, and they want to make York County the best place to live,
right.
work, and play.
Right, win-win.
And if you can all lock arms and do it together, I think that's what we have learned when we took part in that program through LICO, Leadership York County, when you see behind the curtain, so to speak. Well, Mark Persley is again with the chamber as well. We are going to announce here on Palmetto Mornings the 2024 award winners. Mark, we have done this for the last couple of years because this used to be a big surprise to those mm-hmm. who were getting the honor. Yep. But getting them there to the event, if they were not already coming, and their family and friends, it got kind of awkward a little bit, right?
It was a challenge, especially when somebody may have retired and, you know, isn't in the daily grind of things, and then you get a random phone call of,
we're getting their mom there. Like, mom's like, why am I going to that? Yeah. I don't even live in the town anymore.
Definitely fun, but now we've, over the last couple of years, have started telling them in advance. And it's kind of just been so much better because those individuals are able to invite their family and friends and really have the true celebration of the whole experience. Because this event used to be the annual meeting and awards, which the annual meeting is the business portion of it, which bylaws of every chamber state that you have to report back to your members, which we do that, but we've switched gears and we're focusing more on the awards. So you still get an update. You still get to know all the importance of your membership and the benefits, but this is really to celebrate those award winners and all of their achievements and what they're doing for York County as a whole.
And they get to celebrate all month long.
Exactly.
And much like at the Oscars and some of these other award shows, when the individual is named and they win the award, they get their own walk-up music, which is so much fun. It is so much fun. It is the best. So with that being said, Mark, we're going to let you and Molly do the honors to announce the 2024 award winners. These individuals will be honored at the Chamber, York County Chamber's annual award celebration on Thursday, February the 20th. So take it away, Mark.
Awesome. Thank you. So with these awards, we have 10 awards that we give out. I'm going to kind of go out of order here just from a certain length. But first up is our area awards. We have the Harvey Hawkins Fort Mill TUK Area Business Person of the Year. And that was renamed last year in honor of Harvey Hawkins, mm-hmm. who was a huge supporter and community leader. And that award recipient is Meg Jenkins Locke with Legacy Health and Wellness. Our Rock Hill Area Business Person of the Year award goes to Watts Huckabee with CIG Network. And then the York Area Business Person of the Year is Steve Mellon with Mellon Insurance Service. Next up, and kind of next category, is our Young Professional of the Year award. And that goes to Andy Clinton with Visit York County. Small Business of the Year award goes to Jerry Ann Jackson with Blue Jay Agency. And then our Manufacturer of the Year award goes to, this is more for the company and not an individual, and that goes to Oxco Incorporated in Fort Mill. They're a manufacturer, and we partner with that award with York County Economic Development. So. And then Hospitality Professional of the Year goes to Debbie Whiteset of Olive's Mud Puddle. They are in Fort Mill off their Main Street. And that award we partner with Visit York County to kind of showcase the hospitality world that we have here. And then kind of the last category, but certainly not least, we have our Citizenship and Service Award, which goes to Doug Eccles, who is the former mayor of Rock Hill. Then we have the Robert F. Youngblood Lifetime Achievement Award, which goes to Mr. Eddie Pickett with Quality Cleaning Janitorial Service. And last but certainly most not least, this is one of my personal favorite awards, is the Athena International Leadership Award, and that award goes to a female. So men, I'm sorry, but you don't qualify for that. We showcase a woman who has shown great leadership skills, has done a lot for the community, and does a lot within their organization. And that goes to Dr. Laura Ulrich with the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond, and they're part of the Charlotte branch. A lot of people probably have know Laura from her time with Winthrop and throughout the community as well. So
this is a star-studded cast right here. This is a good class.
This is why this is the best award show in all of the land. And we're not just saying that because we're local and we love all these people, but it really is exciting to recognize whether it's a business, an organization, a nonprofit, or a person just for their contributions here in York County. Mark, folks might ask, how did these folks get nominated, and what is the nomination process like, and who picks them? What can you tell us about that?
So we open up nominations in the fall of each year. We post it on the website, send it out in newsletters, send it out to community partners, and we send out the award criteria as well. And for any business or community leader that thinks that they have somebody that may fit the criteria, we ask that they submit the nomination form, fill it out, all that good stuff. And then the nominations go to a committee that is made up of chamber members. And they, it's a fun time, but it's also a challenging time because I remove all information of the name, the business, anything that's going to identify that person. Like for me, if it's a, works at the chamber and I'm nominated, people are like, okay, well, there's only so many at the chamber, we can narrow that down. So it's all, the nomination committee only gets to see the merits and what those achievements and what they do. So that's also kind of a little background homework assignment for us of would this identify somebody right from the start? Because we don't want it to be a bias of, oh, that's my best friend, I'm definitely going to vote for them. It's solely, this person meets the criteria, they are the number one nominee. So
actually, that's really pretty interesting that you strip away everything else and let their body of work speak for themselves. I think that's pretty interesting. Absolutely. Well, you can be part of the night that honors all of these individuals. It is fun. There's food. There could be some dancing if you want to dance, but it moves along pretty quickly. You still have part of your evening to do what you need to do typically in the afternoon hours. But be part of the fun and the conversation on Thursday, February the 20th, starting around 5:45, 6 o'clock-ish. It gets underway at the Rock Hill Sports and Events Center inside the basketball arena. If you want to get tickets, go ahead and check out the Chamber's website online. Molly Rose, Mark Persley, thank you both very much. Congratulations. Can't wait to celebrate with y'all in February.